Lizzie. Through Tragedy, She Found Triumph. Book 3 in the Monroe Family Series by Jim Wetton. Narrated by Samantha Cooper. Dedicated to Carol and to all the special women in our lives. 1. A Torch for Hannah. Chapter 1. A Family Revelation. 1881. It was dark and damp and smelled of mold. What inspired her to open the cedar chest in the first place was beyond her, especially so soon after the services. Nevertheless, there she sat, the top of the chest open, a mass of papers scattered about. She held tightly to an old book in one hand and a tear-soaked handkerchief in the other. The morning had been icy cold and frosty white with snow. It had taken the groundskeepers longer than expected due to the hardness of the frozen ground, but what she had dreaded had finally come, and now, thankfully, it was behind her. She had not looked forward to the funeral because she knew she'd fall apart. It was something loved ones did, she had endlessly told herself. She remembered the hole in the ground, the large redwood box sitting on a pair of poles anchored to two long leather straps that were caked in mud. She could still see the family name engraved in the top of the dark reddish sarcophagus, but what she cherished the most was the memory of the three red roses that she had placed on the top of the casket. Now, just a few hours since laying her father in his final resting spot, she was looking through another large box of her own. This wooden box was made of cedar, and it held what most people would call important papers, yet she wondered why, with him now dead and buried. The papers meant nothing. To her, it was a collection of a life now gone. Still, something captivated her. A name. A woman's name. She stared at its cover. A voice rang out, yet no one was with her. "You're hearing things, girl. This thing doesn't talk. Or does it?" she snickered. For Millie Elizabeth Monroe McKeever, it was a book that she'd found deep within the depths of the cedar chest that intrigued her to carry on with her search. Its owner's name had been etched on the front. Hannah. Lizzie had never heard much of her great-grandmother. Her father rarely spoke of her. Maybe it was because she was a woman, or maybe it was because her father only spoke of his grandfather and Lizzie's great-grandfather, Jacob Monroe. It may not have been the time or the place to speak of women. In most cases, they were considered inferior, the nurturing ones, the caregivers. It was a man's world then, and it is a man's world now. Lizzie's thoughts of all the what-ifs only enraged her about the time she lived in. She knew it, didn't agree with it, but knew it. That's what captivated her about the book she now held firmly, and by the first sentence she read. "Who really wrote the Constitution? A woman did." She paused in shock and lovingly remembered the old portrait of her great-grandfather secured firmly above her mantle. It was just one of the two gifts given to her by her father. The other one was the cedar chest she now sat next to. She could smell the chest's aroma of sweet cedar, overshadowed by the dull scent of mold and mothballs. Lizzie thought back to the days of old. Over 100 years to the day, according to the words she just read from her great-grandmother Hannah. To the best of her knowledge, the words from her great-grandmother were written sometime between the late 1700s to the 1820s. "There's so much I want to know, and now I have no one to ask." An oncoming storm soon darkened the sky and made it difficult for Lizzie to read. She held a burning candle up close as she turned to the next page. What she read made her heart skip. With her hands shaking, she caressed the pages as if they were fine silk. The only sound in the room was the pitting of raindrops on the roof and the slight crackle from the candle. She blinked hard to focus and began to read. "To my dearest great-granddaughters, it is..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?